In other news, the United States has warned that Israel is becoming increasingly isolated after recent popular uprisings in the Middle East region. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says Tel Aviv faces security challenges following the downfall of Egypt's U.S.-backed regime of Hosni Mubarak. Panetta also called on Israeli officials to repair diplomatic ties with countries such as Egypt and Turkey, adding that Israel's military might could not make up for a weakened diplomatic position. The U.S. Defense Secretary is now in Israel as part of a Middle East tour. Well, let's go to Beirut now, live. We have Kamel Wazni, a political analyst there, who is going to give us some more insight on the story. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Wazni. The U.S., like I said, is worried about what Panetta called increasing isolation on the part of Israel. What do you think has contributed to this fact? I mean, Israel being further pushed into isolation.
Well, obviously now the voice of the people across the Middle East has been resonating more effectively, and the voice of the people against the existence of the Israeli in the region. Now the people of Egypt have spoken very clearly against the wishes of their ex-leader, especially Mubarak, the ex-president who supported Israel for 30 years. Today you have a revolution that want to liberate the country and wanted to send a message in Egypt against Israel, and we saw how they closed down the Israeli embassy. Over 1,000 people were injured trying to close that embassy, and they succeeded. In Turkey, obviously, the voice of the people, despite the politics of the country, actually is working against the occupation in Israel. The policy of killing and discrimination by the Israeli cannot be tolerated anymore, and that is what happening. Isolation, it's by the act of the Israeli politician, especially Netanyahu. He's a criminal. He's known that he increased the settlement and he did not want any peace. And today the message from the United States is telling him very clear, even the United States cannot protect its ally in the region. That they have to make some compromise, but I think this is coming to a deaf ears. They're not listening. A few days ago, the Chancellor Merkel echoed that message, but I think that the politics of the Israeli hasn't changed. And today, a lot of forces in the region, if it is the resistance in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Egypt, the people of Turkey, and obviously Syria and other part of the Middle East, does not want to see Israel continue its aggression against the people of Palestine and continue the expulsion of the people and continue the siege on Gaza. And that's the message that been sent today, and that's what the American actually saying.
Okay, Mr. Wazni, the United States is Israel's staunch ally, as everyone knows, and Defense Secretary Panetta has advised Tel Aviv that repairing diplomatic ties with countries is important, countries such as Egypt and Turkey, and that only military might cannot make up, I'm quoting, for a weakened diplomatic position. Now, do you think the Tel Aviv regime will be able to mend ties with Turkey and Egypt, for example? And if they want to do that what do they need to do?
Well, there's two parts to the question. Right. The first that has to do with Egypt. The people of Egypt have spoken, and there is no government in Egypt really can say we want to return the normal situation before the collapse of Mubarak. So, and the Israeli would love to have somebody in power in Egypt who can put back the relation as it was for 30 years. But this, I think this situation will not replicate itself. I think the voice of the people in Egypt, they supported the resistance, the clerky, they spoke very clearly. They were under oppression from the regime of Mubarak. Today, they're free. They don't want a relationship with the Israeli, and the Israeli would love to do a relationship continue that relationship that was there before. When it comes to Turkey, we have to be very careful how we analyze the politics of the government of Erdogan. But I think the people of Turkey, and I want to speak about the people of Turkey, they have the same hostility toward the Israeli government. We have to remember the Israeli government still continue the siege of Gaza. The children of Gaza, the women of Gaza, still under occupation, and the politics of the settlement still continue. So I have to look very careful at Turkey, because at Turkey is allowing the American to put like that radar system that's supposed to protect Israel in the long run. So so Turkey, you have to be very careful how you analyze it. In one hand, they send the radar system to protect Israel, and on the other hand, they say they have like some tension with Turkey. I think this is, in the long run, the American will put pressure on Turkey to put the relation back together, but not with the people of Turkey and not with the people of Egypt.
And one quick question, Mr. Wasni, if you can answer me briefly. Do you think finally Israel will be able to remove all these problems, or it will be further pushed into isolation?
I think Israel at this point is self-destruction. Robert Gates said it, and I echo that statement, is self-destruction. And what they're doing has been wrong and continue to do wrong. Netanyahu is a criminal, and criminals cannot lead Israel or occupied Palestine.
Thank you for that. Kamal Wasni, political analyst, joining us live from Beirut.